69. A multidimensional personality.
"He looks very dignified in that business suit," said Mary, as her eyes wandered in the man's direction. "In fact, he would dignify just about anything he chooses to wear. Dignity like that can only come from a good background and superior training."
"What are you talking about?" said John. "We were having an important discussion about diplomacy, and the next thing I know, you're talking about that diplomatic courier in the dingy suit over there."
"Please pardon my digression," said Mary. "I didn't mean to diminish the importance of our conversation. I usually become digressive when I am exhausted or bored. Sometimes I feel I need to dilate my pupils to remain attentive. Could it be the carbon dioxide in my respiratory system?"
"No," John said, "but perhaps you should dilute your alcoholic drinks with water. It's hard to be a diligent listener when you're drunk."
"I try to listen diligently," replied Mary. "Don't you see? That is my dilemma. If I don't drink alcohol, I won't be able to tolerate a boring discussion like this one. If I do drink alcohol, I tend to wander off the subject. Sometimes I feel I'm wandering off into another dimension, especially with the dim lights in this place. If I had a dime for every time you've wandered off the subject, I'd be a wealthy man," said John. "Perhaps you'd be more serious about this job if you weren't such a dilettante. It's a good thing for you that you have a multidimensional personality."